The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If you're watching on the video stream, we will have things fixed momentarily. Had some issues. We are on the radio, on the streams. Everything else is fine. Just had some technical difficulties before the show began. But we'll be on video shortly, so hang with us there. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
So we're old school radio right now.
As of right now,
we're on YouTube?
We are on YouTube, but it's just showing a black screen with our sponsors on it and the ticker.
I took a shower. But they can hear us, though.
They can hear us. I will have us momentarily on because there's some Ethernet connections going on this computer.
The internet. Is it anything to do with
ether?
Anything to do with with Farley? Could Farley help on this?
I highly doubt that, but okay. You never know. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past Farley once he puts his mind to it.
Connor's here. Connor went to Creed High School, and Connor's here. He might be able to help.
Yeah, corner. If he can fix the Ethernet issue to this computer, I'd be impressed because nobody can do that.
Besides, who could have done it? Ethan, Big Sky.
Big Sky probably could have fixed. Good pull. He probably could have pulled that. Yeah, fixed it.
Big Sky could fly a plane at age 21.
He's a pilot.
Yeah. He's a damn pilot. All right.
So, yeah, if you're watching again, you can still listen to the show on the YouTube stream.
We got to get that
We're on audio, but we will fix the videos as soon as we can. It's the Ethernet is not working on the video computer. It's working everywhere else, so I'm not sure what's going on, but I can't fix that right now.
But they can hear us, though.
They can hear us.
They have a chance, then.
Old school radio, baby.
What about the household? Can they hear us?
If you can
hear
us,
Jennifer.
If you can hear us on the radio,
chime in.
Confirm 402-464-5685.
No one's texting. We have a problem.
We should be everywhere else besides the video, even though we have the video stream up. It just has nothing besides, you know,
We don't like this happening.
That's okay. We can work with it.
We can, but it's danger zone because you lose people.
We won't lose people today.
We won't lose people.
They don't need to see us. It is still a radio show.
It's coming out.
Okay.
Big time breaking news coming out.
Okay. I wasn't aware we had breaking news today at all.
Yeah, can you tease a little bit?
No, I'm just hoping something happens now that I said it. I'm really hoping something comes through.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Hey, that's a good idea. Good idea.
Every breaking news coming.
breaking news.
At the end of the show, like that, guess it didn't happen. So, listen to a radio show the other day. So, you know, we like Childers. He did breaking news from the day before.
Oh, he did.
He did. He goes, that breaking news. He goes, well, actually, this happened yesterday.
That's funny. Childers is funny.
He's funny.
What's his first name?
Chris.
Chris. Good job.
Chris Childers.
Good job.
Yeah, so I like listening
Chris
to
Chris Childers is fun. We can point out other radio
shows. We can. It's Sirius XM. It's not really competition, so
right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's different network completely.
I haven't listened to it lately.
Why not, Steve?
I don't know. Because I've been
the listening. Portal. It's been the portal. Hasn't
good time
no.
listening with portal news.
No,
actually.
It's not the portal. It's just I've been listening to other things. I don't know why. I'm gonna get back to it today.
Yeah, that'd be dumb. Yeah, that'd be dumb to listen to other stuff.
Yeah, why am
there's
I not?
Still, there's still football going on
tonight. As a matter of fact,
I'm going to push back.
You can just say the time.
Well, there'll be a game at 6:30 p.m. ESPN, mm-hmm. Ole Miss, Miami tonight. We'll get to that more as the show goes on.
What are you going
to
push back on?
On you saying that Indiana's just trash.
Who said that?
You did. In basketball. Oh, you said that very early. I've watched
basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like,
you like them?
I don't know if I love them, but they're not. It'll be a very, very difficult win for the Huskers on Saturday.
It will.
We have a little headbutt going.
They're three and one in league. I think they're
seven plus. Bill.
Yeah.
Now they smoked Maryland, who's not good at all last night.
Yeah, they did
on the road.
At Maryland
went to the road.
All right.
And I'll Buzz had on an incredible vest. Did you see it? Did we guys see the vest?
No.
It was red and black. He took his sport coat off and just wore the vest. I couldn't imagine anywhere just wearing a vest.
Me either.
Just a vest.
I mean, it would really have to be an extreme circumstance. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. When it gets to fall/winter, there are two kinds of people. There are those that are just dressed normal or those that are vest people. There's a lot of vest people out there.
I've become Mossman. A vest person.
Attorney to the Stars is a vest person.
Oh, 100%. Yes, Mossman's a vest. If you're a vest person, and I just don't know. I've never woke up one time in my life and go, my core is so cold. I need to.
My arms are fine.
My arms are fine, but my core. I really need some more.
I've never understood.
The vest makes no sense.
I've never worn one. I can tell you, I've never worn a vest.
No, I've never. I don't own one. I do not own a vest. Laura's probably got maybe 200 of them. And it's just. But when do you make
200 vests?
She does. She has 200 vests. And I'm like, when do you make that differentiation? I go, what's going on with that? Shoulder area is pretty much okay. Forearms,
my core.
I just need some goose down.
I've got several vests. I didn't start wearing vests until this past year. I don't know what brought vests back in my life. I don't know what brought back vests in your life. I don't know. I went with it.
Yeah.
I didn't wear one today. It's a little cold today for the vest.
Hmm. Sharon Moore wore a vest all the time.
It's more like for the days where it's in
the vest guy.
45 plus. 40 degrees and below is too cold for a vest. There's a threshold.
Say that again.
There's a threshold for the vest.
Ooh, Jake has made a statement.
Now, you need a coat for probably 40 degrees and below. But like 40 to 55, maybe even 60, a vest is fine with a light jacket.
Okay.
In some capacity.
Not a long sleeve shirt.
You could do a long sleeve. Yeah, you could do long sleeve. Usually it's a jacket of some sort, but a long sleeve is fine. Absolutely.
What about a vest with short sleeve shirt? You see that.
I would not recommend that.
I've seen it all with the vest, and I'm down on. Yeah, the vest doesn't work for me.
But they work for a lot of people.
Like I said, there's just two kinds of people: vest people and non-vest people. And
give me another name so Mossman doesn't feel singled out.
He's thinking.
I have to think a little bit about that, but
well, there's obvious ones, like, well,
I told you, Sharon Moore.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Was the vest?
Well, Jim Trestle had a vest, right?
That was different, though. That was a sweater vest.
And
his nickname was sweater vest.
It was. That counts, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking more
it's
of
sweater vest.
I know. Yeah.
I know what you're thinking of, and I'm trying to think of more people like that.
Please text in. There's a lot of people that base their life on a sweater vest. I mean, on a vest.
On a vest.
Here's the question, though, Bill.
Goose down vest.
Was Buzz Williams sweaty as usual last night?
He looked heated. I didn't watch it real close. By the time I go, I want to see what's going on here. And it's a 20-point game, and it was just and Maryland fans. There's no one there.
Nobody there. Is that the Infinity Center, Jake?
Xfinity Center. Close.
Xfinity.
They're 7-8. Mm. They started off 5-1. They're 2-7 since then. Now. Mm. Things are not going well in the first year for Buzz. Now, it didn't go well for 3 years for Fred Hoiberg. So don't panic if you're a Maryland fan.
Don't panic.
Fred's 15-0 right now.
Would you call into a Maryland radio station and say, listen, this went on here with Fred and not look where we're at?
Yeah, just calm down, everybody. You know, Kevin Willard had success here in March.
I'm sure when Nebraska was 7-22, you were calm, Jake. I bet Jake was.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
We don't want to address that.
Don't go there.
I'm getting criticized still for that.
Don't go there.
Did Jake fire some bullets? Or did he fire some tweets?
I guess.
There was one in particular.
Did he? Did he want to change?
Jake, let's not do
that.
Did he want to change from the top down? Wow, the weather is amazing, isn't it? Like, it is.
It's going to be cold today.
No, what? It's 37 right now.
I think the high is 40 today.
Really?
It was 60 yesterday. The high today is 40 degrees.
Okay. That's different.
You're going to see some wintry mix from 10 a.m. until, 10 p.m.
What?
12 hours of wintry mix expected today.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. It's not snow. It's going to be more, mostly rain.
Okay.
Some sleet, possibly.
Okay.
Because
that's good to know.
Because the low temperature in that time frame is 34, so you won't see snow.
That's good to know. That's a day that I can just work another 12 hours. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to grind? He's grinding over here, Bill. He's grinding.
Boy, I wonder if ESPN will do a 30 for 30 on you. Steve Sipple.
I slipped out.
Sometimes didn't even take a nap during the day.
I had to take two yesterday. I'm sorry. But the weather's conducive to work. Can I just say that?
That's true.
I might went down a rabbit hole last night that's going to be tough because we're enthralled with it. I've never watched it at all, even though I've watched a bunch of reels on it, so I know kind of what's going on in some fashion. But I started watching season one of Landman. And
Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah. And he's so good.
Hard to get off.
It's going to be one of those deals where we just watched two last night, and it was like the second one finished at 10. And we both had that look of like, I wouldn't mind going, and then also now you're going to be up till 11, and that's a problem.
It is. I'm like you, though. I've just watched the reels.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Billy Bob Thornton looks incredible.
Approximate length of, is it hour-long episodes, Bill?
Basically about an hour long. Okay. I bet they're about
I have not watched it
yet. I'm going to say they're probably 52 to 54 minutes, but it's, I am enthralled.
There's you and a lot of America. Yeah. And maybe even beyond America.
In his character is something. There's characters all over the place. And there's humor injected, too.
It's rough.
A little bit of humor.
It's a little rough.
Are there other
known actors besides Billy Bob that people know? Or
Demi Moore.
Okay,
is in it.
Yes.
Who was the guy from Mad Men?
John Hamm?
Yeah, John Hamm.
John Hampson Landman?
I'm pretty sure
I did not know that.
And John Hamm is... All right. That's right. We have an agreement from Connor back there.
Wow.
That he's in that.
Part of the turnoff for me is the wife, the ex-wife.
I'm with you on that.
Not a fan.
And I'm just
not a fan of the character
anything about it. I agree.
Oh wow,
100%.
Yeah, he almost steered me off the show a little bit. Can't let that happen.
One person did.
Yeah, I know it's weak.
That's kind of weak.
All right, let's just talk about Vess. Can we talk about Vess?
Vess again?
You let one antagonist maybe steer you off of a show?
No.
It was not cast that, too well,
it
possibly?
Hasn't. No, because I haven't fully partook. I watch it on TikTok, but I've seen so much of it.
I'm kind of like you. I'm watching it going like, well, I know it's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah.
I can have
I've seen
it
already.
Right.
You've seen we got season one. It was very simple. It was like, we bought it on Amazon, but it was $19.99 for one season. How easy is that?
I got to do it.
Yeah, and that's we just bought a season. Hmm. Now, there will be a major... I can't watch this without Laura. There's no chance I could get back to it. I have no idea.
She's the one that starts it up in place.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's vulnerability.
Yes, it is. So
that's vulnerable. Don't be vulnerable.
That's why I let Laura have the 200 vests.
Casey and Seward says, Landman is good, but slows down in the second season. The ex-wife is in Varsity Blues from back in the day.
Yeah, great.
And if you want an awesome show, watch Mayor of Kingstown. It's up there with Ozark, which we know. You've seen it?
Mayor of Kingstown. It's pretty good.
Okay. I've never seen that.
It's good. It's not. Okay. I do respect to the.
That's Casey.
Casey. It's not up there with Ozark. I've seen it. It's great, but not. No.
What about Your Honor? You like that show a lot.
Not up there with Ozark, but
okay.
Good.
All right.
Your Honor's
really
good. We
have the threshold of your shows, you know.
Your Honor's really good, but not Ozark. I mean, I'm not watching Your Honor.
Ozark's the best. It's really good.
True Detective season one.
Oh, that's right. You do speak highly of that, too. You do. You that's the two you
I can't believe you watch as much TV that you even know it's... this is the first TV I've watched besides sports in over 2 years.
True Detective was 2014.
But still
2014.
Over.
What are you watching in May, Bill?
What's that?
What are you watching in May?
Just UFL.
Find some stuff.
Yeah, fine. I probably will have to...
The Wire.
I don't watch anything.
Why?
I thought maybe in May or June you might be watching some non-sports, but I respect that, Bill.
The problem is when we get to that, what happens? We have sunshine until 9:30.
That's true.
So I'm running to the store at 8. I'm going to start mowing at 8:30.
You guys are summer people.
Yeah. No, we shouldn't be, but it gets all jacked up. That's why your life's better right now, the quality of life. I'm done with everything by like 6 o'clock. I'm in my chair.
You like this part better than summer.
Oh, absolutely.
So do I.
I do not need it light out. Oh, man, it's so great. It's light till 10, so we can do... No, we don't need that at all.
You guys played golf, you would not feel the same
way. Because the morning starts the next day at the same time. That's the whole...
This is a good discussion.
Oh, I'd love Alaska.
I'm 100%.
Imagine that right when it's dark for like two straight months, just no sun comes up. That's what I'm talking about. sitting there watching Landman.
It just sounds sad.
It's not. If you're watching Landman in Fairbanks, Alaska right now, it'd be awesome.
It's all relative.
Like, you know, 9 o'clock in July, you're playing golf with some friends.
Well, I don't have friends, and I don't play golf. So
yeah,
I'm trying. Scratch that.
We can make
that.
This happen. We can
scratch that.
We can enforce this and make it possible.
Jake's my
for you.
First new friend that I've made in the last 30 years.
I respect. I'm very
Thanks.
Proud of that, Bill.
What's that? Well, we
thank
are,
you.
I put you.
Thank you.
I put you back into the 90s, I guess. So I didn't.
You're not a new friend.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, that's interesting what Jake said. We don't play golf. We don't have friends.
We don't have friends. Maybe that's the reason why. So if you're telling us we start playing golf, we'd get friends? Now, that'd be cool.
We'd be happier?
The chance?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm kind of with Bill on this whole thing. I like the I like the dark and the cold. God.
I love the cold.
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
I just wish this was a big snowstorm coming today. I would love to be locked in tonight with a snowstorm.
No. Yeah. Not. I'm not with you on that.
You have to worry about it now, Steve. Winter's over. So don't even scoop. Don't scoop. Don't have to. You do not have to scoop.
Jake, it's True Detective Ozark Wire.
We are back on video momentarily until this thing crashes again. So if you want to watch this for at least a few minutes, we're on video.
Why do you think it'll crash?
It's been crashing all morning. I keep getting it set up and then it goes away because this internet is not good over here right now on this computer. It's fine over here on this one.
Where's Will?
Need Applied Connect.
Where's Applied Connect?
Get Applied Connect here.
Where's Applied Connect?
Well, they're based out of Albion, Boone County. We can probably get a hold of Will. Please text in. Can he fix this, I wonder?
They have representation in Lincoln.
They do have representation here. They have representation in Ogallala, North Platte, Columbus.
93 counties.
Yes, 93 counties.
All 93 counties of this glorious state.
Maybe they could help.
They could.
It's holding in there, though. I can see it.
Yeah, it's still up. We're good. We're good for the moment.
This is Idle Chit Chat.
It is.
6:16. It's lasted pretty long.
It's been pretty solid, pretty typical.
Some breaking news that Bill started Landman.
That is sizable.
Kind of breaking news, Landman.
That's his first TV show in 2 years. That's the big news
We talked about Vest people.
I wish you'd give me a couple more examples. Well, the governor's a vest person.
What's that?
Yeah.
Vrabel. Vrabel wears
Mike Vrabel
a vest.
Is
Connor
a vest.
With contribution.
That's true.
I think Brian Flores is a vest guy. Really? Former Dolphins head coach. Vest guy for sure.
Yeah, Vrabel is a card-carrying vest guy.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Good job, Connor. Connor with some contribution. Connor's weighing in.
Weighing in now. He doesn't have the takes that we had from young Ben. So we'll start to get
a DP a wet vest person?
Yeah, he is. Yes.
Is Jay a vest person?
I think Jay Foreman is a vest guy. Yeah.
Jay, chime in.
We're
Jay's
discovering
listening.
More vest people here.
Yeah. Jay's a big vest person.
Yeah, Jay definitely is a vest guy.
I want some more local. Is Swim a vest person?
No. Swim does not do vest.
He doesn't.
Nope.
One other thing. I couldn't imagine just hanging up just having a whole big closet full of vests.
I have like two. Yeah. I don't think it's
you have a black one.
So Laura has an actual, like, you said 200 vests?
200 vests. Every kind of vest you can imagine.
Women are amazing.
It.
How many clothes
yeah, I have. Yeah. I have 2 to 3 max vests, and they're just, like, tucked away. They're not.
No, you have that black vest. It's kind of sweet.
That's one of the 2 or 3 I have.
Your black vest.
I have a blue one, a black one, and I think maybe a gray one somewhere.
If there is some sort of a seed company out there or something that has vests, we'd like one.
We'd wear that.
I would like one.
You guys
would
finally don a vest with that?
I'd like a
Thank
vest.
Thank you. We're going there.
Yeah, they want to be a seed company if possible. Maybe something in plumbing would be nice also.
Does your friend?
Oh, here we go. It says Dana Holgerson's a vest guy.
Dana Holgerson is a vest guy.
Is he?
Yes.
But Matt Rhule?
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, he might wear one, but I wouldn't characterize him as a vest guy. Yeah, Holgerson's a vest guy.
So you're getting more as you think about this.
Oh, there's there's tons. And then the next thing to ask was like, is it your core? Are you cold? But your arms are fine.
Your arms are good.
Yeah. I just don't know what weather is that. I've never just been like, what is my hands get cold?
I mean, you'll see some.
But I've never been like, man, is my torso just freezing right now?
You'll see some vests in really cold weather too. You will. And is that enough for you?
Also, a very popular look is the vest with a hoodie.
That one's weird to me. I don't do that.
You see that a lot.
You do. Now, hold on.
I think Vrabel does that.
That's not bad to me. That makes sense to me almost. Now, that makes... I could go with that. Vest with hoodie.
Well, what makes more sense? A vest or one of those hoodies that has no sleeves on it?
That makes zero
because
sense.
Swim has one. I said, I don't get this.
You don't
this.
Like that.
I don't understand that.
No,
one.
I'm not big on that. Vest or hoodie with no sleeves.
It goes through like right here. It's a short sleeve hoodie. What's the point of that?
Trying too hard.
It's the same way anytime I see a player that wears, remember that became popular to wear the hoodie in the game?
What's up with that?
I'm just like, I don't know if I've seen anything, more ridiculous.
Okay. Brett Minnesota chimes in. He says, send me your guys' shirt sizes. ABC Supply vest will be in the mail shortly.
All right. Thank you. All right. First, Bill.
What's that? XL. I'm between an XL and a large, but I want an XL.
L.
L.
Oh.
Okay. XL, L, and L. There you go, Brett. Thank you.
What is it? ABC what?
ABC Supply. He's ABC given us some supply. Hats, I believe, in the past.
Is there a color choice?
Yeah. I prefer a black vest if you have one,
black
Brett.
If you have it, but also there's only one color I'm avoiding, that's green.
Oh,
yeah, I don't
wear green.
This is going to be confusing.
Green freaks me out.
I would wear dark green. This is my favorite color. It's funny
Hunter green?
That.
You wear
Hunter green? Yeah, dark green.
I will not wear green.
I'd like to see that.
If you have dark green, I'd wear it, but it's black's always, fine. Anything but white. I'm not wearing white.
Don't wear it. Don't
That'd be
white.
Like Laura's coat. I'm not wearing a woman's
coat. Like a sea look like a ski bunny.
Yeah.
Like a
sips a ski bunny.
Ski bunny.
I kind of hope they said that, though.
No, we're not wearing white.
Ski bunny sip.
Well, we need it in here because sometimes our core...
Yeah, it's true. That's why I have to get the sleeves pulled up because I'm fine here. It's just my sleeves get hot.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Joe says, do I wear a golf vest? I don't think the vest I have, they're not golf vests. I do wear them golfing once in a while.
I can only think of the black one you have. I can't think of the other
one. I don't wear the other ones very often. Anywhere.
I do have, but I just purchased it in the last few months. I do have my hunting vest.
Yes.
I have a hunting vest, which is orange hunting vest, which is for safety and to carry my shells in.
But it's a vest.
It's a vest, yes. But that is over the top. That is strictly for one. That has a direct purpose. And it's paper thin. So there's no.
Do you wear it over a coat?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Count.
You wouldn't even count this.
You know, it was a vest guy. We see him every other Friday. Derek Bombeck is a big.
Bombie's
he wears
huge,
the vest every time he's in
how
here.
How did we forget Bombeck?
How could we
and
forget
Bombeck? And
he
wears the goose down too.
He does.
Oh. He wears the goose down vest.
He wears that in the summertime.
And it's a vest with short sleeve shirts. A lot.
Yeah, he does.
Tight short sleeve.
Yeah, very tight.
Wow. And
also, the vest is kind of around his neck. You can't even tell if he has a neck
right.
or not.
You're right. Yeah. Bombeck is 100% vest guy.
He might be the vest guy.
Yeah.
The two locals are the attorney from the Star for the Stars.
But like Mossman, said, though, his vest is up. He doesn't wear sleeves. That's a short sleeve shirt every
He'll
time
that.
With that.
Yeah.
To show off the guns.
Yeah.
The gun show.
He shows the guns.
With Bombie.
Does. Yeah.
He's, yeah. Wow.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. Bombie is the he
ultimate.
Is, yeah. The local
yes.
card-carrying vest guy.
I bet he gets a lot of free vests, too, at the job. I wonder if Bobby's getting a lot of kickbacks.
Well, yeah, how much swag does he get?
Yeah, I bet he gets a lot.
We don his Lincoln attire off. We haven't got any for a while, though. Yeah, just saying,
be
Bobby.
Nice.
Is he down on us?
It seems like it. We've been on the show for 3 weeks.
It's been about a month since he's been on.
Where's the heat man?
He says he's been traveling and... holidays. I say, we'll hope to see you this Friday, possibly.
So tomorrow we might see Vest guy?
He should be here Bombie should be here tomorrow. If not, he's basically banned himself from the show.
He banned himself.
For over a month.
Okay, now this is going to get interesting. Okay. We'll see. When will you get word?
Today. Usually, this sends me his rundown by Wednesday. That was yesterday. I've heard crickets from Bombeck.
Huh. And we're supporting Lincoln,
must
don't
be
we?
Buying a new vest,
we support
possibly.
Lincoln at the highest level, so we're basically a free advertising tool for him, but yet he has chosen to go elsewhere. This is interesting.
I don't know if he's gone elsewhere.
I'm not sure.
He's not going. I hope he's not gone
elsewhere.
He's just
gone away.
But what if we hear him on another show?
All of a sudden, yeah, we've done another show. Yes.
That'd be concerning.
Wow, this is drama.
Yeah, he's got out of hand.
Yeah.
We're getting mad at Bombeck now on the show.
For nothing.
Yeah, because he wore a vest.
Yeah.
Goose down.
Protect your core.
Yeah.
Don't worry about your arms. Laura has 200 vests.
I assure you, I've no more than three, and one usually is the one that you see. That's it.
Nice weather until 10.
That's right. Then we got 12 hours of wintry mix, so enjoy that.
It's not buckle up.
no snow, thankfully.
Come on.
God, I hate this.
What do you hate? Oh, you want
some
snow.
Well, rain's the worst for the dogs because snow is actually better. Rain is
100%.
Just, yeah, it's just.
I almost said sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't.
For dogs, it does. Yeah.
You got to have a towel. You have an elaborate setup. I just have a towel.
We have an elaborate setup. You know what we have? We purchased them because we had some that are like the best thing we use is moving blankets. They're the heavy moving blankets.
Okay.
And you lay those out on.
That's a good idea.
You lay the moving blankets out, and that's. We have one.
Trix, are you listening?
We have one outside, and then we have one right when you come in the house. Yes.
One more idle chit-chat. Trix got mad at me yesterday.
What happened? You got to hear this.
Because the nap?
The cone.
You got the cone out at the house?
I put the cone in front of her. She has a truck.
You did not.
She has a truck.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea. Yeah. She has a truck that she parks on the grounds. She just uses for odd jobs. But sometimes you back into it. So I put the cone in front of it. She was incensed. Like, where'd you get this cone? Huh. The school's going to think I stole it. It needs to be removed immediately. I'm like, it's just a cone.
It's a cone. It's a gift.
It was from Oscar Mike. Come on.
Right. I was thinking of
a friendly gesture here.
Perfect spot for it. Right in front of the truck so you don't back into it. Because you know where it is.
I do.
When you maneuver out, I've hit it. You know, I've hit it a few times. That's why
I just wonder how in conjunction everyone is, and whether it be the city of Lincoln, the roads, whatever it be, that I think we could go out with cones and we could actually make O Street into a one lane and no one would say a word.
Could divert traffic.
I think we'd divert traffic for days and no one would say one word. Just drive by going
another
well,
day in Lincoln.
Because how many times you drive by something, there's nothing being done.
Well, that's what it fouled up the trip to Arrowhead. Yeah. There was cones on that I-29 going there and it made it one lane and it was all backed up for a long time. Then we were driving back. Cones were still there's nothing. There's nobody doing anything on either trip. Somebody, I almost think somebody did it on purpose.
Which would be funny if they did.
Watch this traffic jam.
Yeah. That's idle chit chat.
That is idle chit chat. Sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't test. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey, I think you guys are going to, from what I've looked on this map, looks like they might miss this rain.
Oh, really?
Joey, we need that rain all over the state. Let's see how far this thing pushes. Joey, keep us up to speed on what we think the moisture situation is out there today. That 10 straight hours.
In Bertrand. Joey.
You think I could miss it? The belt might miss that.
464-585. Call or text as always.
There's another one.
Now, Bill
Katrinka
said.
Katrinka wears a vest.
Oh, I could see. Can you see Katrinka in that?
All right, sorry. that test.
Just making sure.
That test him. Go.
Bill said this week he was depressed because there was no football to watch. And guess what? There's football to watch tonight. One game, semifinal, Miami, Ole Miss, 6:30 p.m. on ESPN. So I assume, Bill, you're ecstatic to watch TV tonight. Not Landman this evening.
There'll be no Landman, that's for sure. I'm very excited about it. You know my anger and angst towards the Thursday game.
Yeah, we do
football
know.
Night.
I think I sent you guys a deal from Nate Bargatze on that also. We'll be able to watch games on Saturday, sir, when everyone's off work and it's their normal day. No, the games will be on Thursday, Friday, and Monday. That's when the games will be.
When we're working.
Yeah. So, I'm very excited to watch it. It'll be interesting. Now, I'm going to bring this up, though. This is the Fiesta Bowl. And what issue do I have with the Fiesta Bowl? What is my biggest pet peeve?
Tostitos?
Was that? No.
Oh.
I brought this up numerous times. The surface.
Yes.
Remember, surface is trash. It's always awful. They bring it in from outside, and they set the grass down. And we said this about a year ago. Was it the Super Bowl?
You nailed the Super Bowl. And the footing was terrible.
And I go, the footing.
Who was playing?
So I am terrified of the
Chiefs-Eagles last year?
May have been. But I'm terrified of the surface. I mean, if they don't, if this isn't better, if they don't have some answer to this, if you go on there and it's like, well, so both teams had to deal with it. If we're dealing with that in the world of field turf, when you can have good footing like that, or just better grass. I mean, there's fields. I mean, the Rose Bowl was the footing was what? It was great. It had,
perfect.
And it rained for like 2 straight days.
They did a great job.
Yeah, and the field was still incredible.
The core,
the core
was good on the sideline. It was mush.
Yeah,
but. So watch that tonight. Don't you leave open the possibility that they have rectified the problem?
I leave open the possibility. I'd like to that, but if I could have one answer, that's what it would be. Because like I said, I've lived the nightmare. I've watched the nightmare.
You've lived the nightmare?
Yeah, we played on that in the Fiesta Bowl at LSU. Year?
2019?
About 8, yeah, 2019 would have been this turned to 19 that day. Yes.
And the footing was bad then.
Footing was bad then.
I didn't know you lived it.
Yeah.
And how bad was it?
I don't remember it being horrendous, but it was an issue. Obviously, it was very much an issue.
The guys have to change shoes or anything.
Yeah, the bigger cleats.
Is that No, this is a serious discussion. You can help with stuff like that. Do guys literally will go to longer cleats?
I know back in the day they would. Now you have different shoes. Back in the day, you used to have interchangeable cleats. You could take out your cleats and then screw in longer ones.
Did the guys do it themselves?
Yeah, they could do it themselves. They really would. You had this little cleat wrench that you would use. It was really cool.
Yeah,
and then,
that is cool.
So here's a great fact for you. I lived through the time. I saw it, but never really had it. So the shoes, right, with the old school football shoes used to have a post on them, which means the screw stuck out, and you screwed on your cleat. Mm-hmm. But if you wore them even a little bit too long, you ruined the shoe because you'd ruin that post on it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like finally someone goes, hey, idiots, how about if we just put the post on the cleat and screw it into the shoe? And it's like, that was much smarter. But the original engineering plan
had
imagine just like the bolt looking part sticking out of the shoe and you screwed on. And so now the whole apparatus would go on. No, now then it changed. Now the cleat would have the cleat would have the screw on it. Then it went to what we use the term molded shoe,
okay.
which means they're all pre-molded,
mm-hmm.
and with what you're wearing. So,
God dang,
shoes.
It's really fascinating to me that the guys could change their own cleats.
If there's football players that played football on the show in the 70s, they had that. They had the one with the post sticking out of it.
Yeah.
But that was there would be like a box of cleats, and there'd be different size cleats so that you'd have like that or longer ones. Yeah, it was always a big deal to have your cleats sweet.
Huh.
Yeah.
My only frame of reference is baseball because me and Jake didn't play football. And, you know, the spikes were always freaky to me. I'm wearing metal spikes.
How about the spikes in baseball, though? They were kind of like that odd-looking flat little piece. I mean, they were weird-looking cleats.
Mm-hmm. I always thought they were dangerous. I had sweet Converse cleats, and I colored them. Yeah.
Well, they were as dangerous as you can get. They were straight metal.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, I think, Jake, did you golf? Are you that old to know? You would know this one.
I did not have metal spikes for golf.
No, you're talking about my dad.
Oh, they had.
I'm aware that they had.
Oh, they had metal spikes.
Metal spikes. My dad had those.
I just imagine the greens. They just had just marks everywhere.
Yeah, I got it.
Because now they're soft spikes and the greens are not affected at all.
Yeah, the soft spike thing when I got older was like, wow, they don't wear shoes like my dad?
I bought a pair of those old school. They probably weighed, you know, 14 pounds a piece, each shoe.
Mm-hmm.
There are these heavy leather
click, click, click
sound with the metal on them.
When you walked.
And I remember being playing out at the Plainview Country Club, and I kind of got like, dude, you can't wear those. Those have been out for like 10 years. You cannot wear those on the green.
I bet they helped, though.
I don't know if they helped at all, but they were just cool because I was wearing cleats from like the 50s, and they were old school leather ones.
They
were
sweet.
Yeah, I bought them in Plainview
garage sale?
Consignment store?
There you
okay.
go. Consignment store. There you
yeah,
go.
Type okay. of thing. Yeah, that's where I got it at.
And people told you can't have them
on. They did. I got the frown. Hey, what are you doing? It wasn't like I was dragging my cleats across the green, but I thought I'd help an aerate.
Tonight, 6:30 ESPN Miami, 3.5-point favorites against Ole Miss tonight in the Fiesta Bowl. Of course, they both had great wins to get there. Miami beats Ohio State by 10, 24-14. Ole Miss, the game me and Sip missed the comeback, the ending of the Ole Miss Georgia game. Ole Miss wins that game, despite Georgia having life with two times the field being cleared again for replay to finish the game.
The amateur question for someone who's been, you know what I've been doing, but just a question from afar. Or tell me if this is a good question, Bill. Can Miami generate enough offense to win this game?
Yes.
Okay.
They can. Now, it's pretty alarming. I think Carson Beck is throwing for like 140 and 112 in the two games.
See, that's where – now I'm going to tell you something, Bill. I did watch Miami-Texas A&M. And he flat missed throws. Just missed guys.
There's a 70-mile-an-hour wind.
Okay.
I'll give him some on that.
That
no,
game
he's
was
not been
That's a good point. That's a good
he
point.
He has not been outstanding.
Against Ohio State, yes. He was 19 for 26, 138.
70 miles. It was not 70.
It was close to it.
It was windy.
It was bad that day.
A&M at home scored three.
They did.
They scored 42 against Notre Dame. At Notre Dame.
They didn't score until the fourth
three
quarter
at
either.
Yeah. So,
I wasn't impressed with Beck, but anyway.
Against Ohio State, he was 19 for 26 for 138 in a touchdown. A bunch of short passes.
138, Jake.
A bunch of short passes against Ohio State. I mean, they rely heavily on Malachi Toney. He's a huge part of the offense for Miami. Of course, TJ Daniels was good in that game also. Mark Fletcher's been really good
so far in the
playoffs, both games against A&M and
really
Ohio
good.
State.
He's a big horse running back.
When you think about this, Charmar Brown against A&M, he didn't play one snap.
Right. Then he came in the last game and got a late touchdown. Yeah.
Yes.
But if you're a Nebraska fan, that's a guy you're wondering about right now, by the way.
Because in the playoffs, I mean, he's got like, in the two games, he's got like four carries.
Right. Which might lead to a portal.
He had five carries, 26 yards, the touchdown against Ohio State, and that's it in the playoffs.
You might see him in the portal. Yeah. I'm serious.
But no, it's going to be, and think about this, Miami was the last team in. And that was when they should have been in the whole time ahead of them. They kept listing Notre Dame ahead of them, which made no sense. Same record, head-to-head battle. Everyone's losing their
mind.
It's almost the last day. It's like the last right. Go, hang on a second here. Did you guys see this? They played each other.
It was early.
It's early, but this is.
I can see why you might have missed it.
Someone's probably like, "Well, who won? Well, Miami beat them."
Well, what are we doing?
I'll be going to hell. But damn. But damn, Miami beat him. What should we do with this now? Maybe we should put Miami in ahead of them. They have the same record, and they played head-to-head. When they say right in the deal, the thing that makes the most is head-to-head.
Right.
It's right in, it's in the protocol. Ah. But damn. Okay,
so are you guys locked in? I think Bill.
I am watching tonight, yes.
Are you locked in?
I'm watching the whole game.
Oh, I'm locked in.
Yes.
I imagine kickoff.
One screen only.
One screen only.
No, I'm not doing YouTube TV four pan. One screen only. One big screen.
Yeah, this will be one screen. I'll be locked. And I want to be locked in by at least like 5:50. I like watching some of the pre-warm-up stuff.
40 minutes of pregame.
Oh, I like
Bill.
Watching some stuff, what's going on, what's being talked about. Someone will talk about the surface. I want to hear about it. I want to know what's going on. Sometimes it's condensation, Steve. Be alert for condensation.
I know. I've seen it. That Super Bowl, I don't know what Super Bowl it was, by the way. I don't know if it was a
There's like they made a note, too, of like how many slips there were from the
Connor,
surf.
Where did they play the – when's the last time they played the Super Bowl in Arizona, in Glendale?
Glendale.
We've seen Eagles, Chiefs, two of the last three Super Bowls.
Are you writing down the question?
My favorite part, he wrote that down. He wrote that down.
Just type it in the computer.
Are you sure
I don't
on
want
that?
A question mark, Connor. I want the answer. I want the answer.
He's like, yeah, we're not asking
We're asking the
we're
question.
Asking you.
Last
Connor,
Super Bowl
that's when you go to your phone, okay?
Last Super Bowl in
Google.
Phoenix.
Connor wrote the question down. Hold it. Last
it
Super
2023.
Bowl in Arizona.
This is the one. The Chiefs beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. This is February 12, 2023.
Did you type in there about the surface? Type that in. They'll probably give you the number. There was like 60-some slips.
There was. It was.
They died.
It was very annoying watching.
When you had to have a crew of turf people that would run out and tamp it down.
Yep, not good.
Not good.
Well, ESPN and article says Chiefs Eagle slips slide on Super Bowl's terrible surface was the ESPN headline.
Think about it.
For the game.
They said
it was like a water park or ice is what they said it was like. Up
imagine
there.
Being the grounds crew and reading that headline.
But just imagine being the NFL.
Horrifying.
Oh,
being the NFL.
Goodell.
Like, why do we have this? What are we doing? Well, Roger.
It's okay, Connor.
We got it covered, Connor. We're good.
Yeah. Chiefs change cleats at half. Thank you. Thank you, Connor. That cleat
for the Super Bowl, the biggest game in sports.
Freaks me out. The cleat change freaks me out. Football cleats in general freak me out. Now they're basically wearing slippers. I mean, they're like I'm just like what you turned your ankle because you're wearing slippers.
Also, I would say this for the most part, everyone has educated the players well enough. on the support you have to have. Because I've seen more careers end when people start going with these lightweight,
right,
incredible light. And that's when the broken feet started to happen. Liz Frank injuries.
Wow, you are 100% nailing this.
If you don't have the firm bottom to them, there's too much
torque.
Drove
me crazy.
There's too much torque on your body to make those cuts.
Jake, it drove me nuts for a while. Some of the shoes I saw.
Yeah, they weigh like 2 ounces.
Right. Like, what are you wearing? Sounds old, like an old man take, but
it's okay.
No.
By the way, Sandman's upset. He said, way to support Husker women's basketball tonight, Jake. They play at 7 p.m. on Big Ten Plus. I don't have BTN Plus.
Yeah.
I don't have the Plus.
Where are they playing?
They're home against Indiana.
Yeah.
At 7 p.m.
I don't have the Plus either. That was what I was.
So I was go to the game. Support, watch the game from your phone. At Nebraska women's basketball, if you want to watch during the intermission.
How Indiana is. Wonder how Indiana.
They're 11-5. Nebraska is 13-2.
They lost their last two to ranked teams.
So they beat Purdue on Sunday.
Okay.
So, who's unranked. But before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go today, Bill?
Early bird. Playoff bird.
It is open right now until 2 p.m. every day of
Fiesta
the week.
Bird.
Serving breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Early bird with free and spacious parking open until 2 p.m.
Connor wrote the question down. Super Bowl. Day. Chiefs, Eagles, Arizona. Wrote it down.
Connor, you're doing fine.
When we come back, update on Washington and Damon Williams next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.